Hey, the next few Mishnayos until the end of this perek continue the sequence of services which were performed by the Kohen Gadol in the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Kippur. The previous Mishnah discussed the Kriyas HaTorah, the reading of the Torah which was done by the Kohen Gadol. He read the parts of the Torah relevant to Yom Kippur. And we learned at the end of the previous perek that certain limbs of the bull and the goat, whose blood had been sprinkled in different places, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Pareches, on the Mizbeach, after its blood had been sprinkled, the actual animals were brought on the Mizbeach, and certain limbs, instead of being eaten like a regular Korban Chatos, they were burnt outside of Yerushalayim. Now this Mishnah notes that Horeh Kohen Gadol Kshehu Korei, one who sees and witnesses the Kohen Gadol reading Kriyas HaTorah, he would not see the bull and the goat being burnt outside of Yerushalayim. And the same works in the opposite direction, the one who sees the bull and the goat being burnt outside of Yerushalayim, wouldn't see the Kohen Gadol read from the Torah. And not because he hasn't got permission to see both of those things being done. I might have thought that once one begins to see a particular service being done, he has to stay there until it's completed. And in fact, indeed it is forbidden to leave whilst the Kohen Gadol is reading from the Torah. However, the Mishnah says that the reason why he can't see both of these being done is not because he hasn't got permission, because the truth is, when the Kohen Gadol reaches the end of a particular part of the Torah, and then they roll, say, for Torah to the next part, so at that point, while the Kohen Gadol is not actually reading, one would be able to leave. So if so, why would one not see both of those things being done at the same time? He could easily be there at the beginning of the Kriyas HaTorah, and then leave in the middle, and see the goat and the bull being burnt. Says the Mishnah, no, it's for a different reason. It's simply a technical reason, rather it's because it was a very large distance. The goat and the bull were burnt outside of Yerushalayim. And the work of both of these services was done at the same time. So even if you would leave one of them in the middle, there would not be enough time to reach the place of the other service until it had been completed.